Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Do you remember when we went to the giant bicycle company last year and met CEO Tony Low? Do you ever wonder what makes a company succeed or what gives a leader his or her vision? Well, in our lesson today, we're going to take a deeper look at these questions for one man. The name of our lesson is Saving Lives, One Bike at a Time. So we'll learn about some challenges and some accomplishments and more. So I know you have your magazine open. You're ready to begin. Let's do just that. Saving Lives, One Bike at a Time. An interview with Tony Low, former CEO of Giant. Question. You and King Leo established Giant in 1972. What was your biggest challenge along the way? Answer. Making our brand international. We started as a small OEM. 85% of our business was with a huge customer in the U.S. Launching our own brand internationally was more difficult than I ever anticipated. Question. What do you feel is your biggest accomplishment? Answer. Keeping our business alive and prosperous during these 45 years. We went from selling 3,800 units in 1972 to 4.5 million units in 2016.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 establish 这个动词 ，sta 这个字根是指站或立，所以 establish 是指建立或创建。例如 ，This language institute was established by a group of professionals. 这个语言中心是由一群专家所创立的。它的名词是字尾加上 ment 变成 establishment。例如 ，The committee is in charge of the establishment of this charity. 这个委员会负责这个慈善机构的创建。Establishment 也指企业、机构或者是单位。例如 ，An educational establishment 是指学术机构。其实我们看的是 launch 这个动词。Launch 是指发表、启动或开始。例如 ，The organization launched a campaign to help refugees from Syria.这个组织发起了一个运动来帮助叙利亚的难民，或者是 The fashion designer launched his fragrance line and it was a great hit. 这个服装设计师发表了香水系列并且大获成功。Launch 也指发射或者是新船起航。例如 This mega-sized cruise ship will be launched next year. 这一艘超大型的邮轮会在明年起航。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, friends, let's get into our lesson, which is called Saving Lives, One Bike at a Time. I guess we're going to find out how you can save lives one bike at a time. But first, let's take a look at this phrase. If you do something one something at a time, one step at a time, that means you're doing something in a patient but very purposeful way.
So let's say that...You're taking a nice long hike. You could just say, just take 1 kilometer at a time, or just take one step at a time.
Yeah, and why do we say this phrase? Well, sometimes because people can feel overwhelmed if they think they have to do a lot of things at the same time or accomplish a big purpose or task. So it's important to break it down and just take it one step at a time.
Okay, so our lesson is an interview with Tony Low, former CEO of Giant. So there are several questions and, of course, the responses that Tony provided. So the first question directed to Tony is, you and King Liu established Giant in 1972. What was your biggest challenge along the way?
And before we take a look at his response, friends, there's a good phrase we want you to know at the end of this sentence, and that is...Along the way. Okay, this means in the process or during the journey.
So let's say that your destination was church. You finally made it to church and you said, you know, along the way, I stopped to buy some cookies, and they're pretty good cookies.
Well, if you stopped to buy some cookies along the way, then that means you're going to be sharing the cookies with everybody?
But the thing is, though, I also ate them along the way.
Ah.
I stopped to buy some cookies, and then I ate the cookies along the way, so the cookies are gone. Sorry.
Wow. Well, I hope you don't get a stomachache, Rebecca.
Yeah, me too.
Probably a lot of cookies. Well, back to bicycles, no longer talking about cookies here. What does he say? He says, making our brand international. Okay, that's the biggest challenge that they had to face, was making his brand international.
We started as a small OEM. 85% of our business was with a huge customer in the U.S. Launching our own brand internationally was more difficult than I ever anticipated.
You saw those letters OEM, right? That is Original Equipment Manufacturer. So they produce parts and equipment that can be marketed by another company. But friends, you also see these words here, right? More something than I ever anticipated. That means he didn't imagine that it was going to be that difficult.
So you could say, for example, in my case, moving to Taiwan has been more exciting than I ever anticipated.
Oh, good. So you didn't anticipate it to be that exciting?
Well, you know, I didn't really know what to expect.
Right.
I just knew that I was flying halfway around the world, had no idea what I was going to be doing at Studio Classroom, and it definitely has been far more exciting than I ever anticipated.
That's right. I think when people start to do something, they begin to do something new, they're not exactly sure what is going to be involved. They're not sure what to expect or to anticipate, right? So friends, this is a very useful phrase, more adjective than you anticipate. Well, the next question is, what do you feel is your biggest accomplishment? And how does Tony respond?
His response is, keeping our business alive and prosperous during these 45 years.
And you see these words, to keep something alive, okay? In our lesson, it means to make something continue to operate or to function well. You're keeping it alive.
Now, of course, when I hear these words, to keep something alive, it reminds me of my plants. I have a hard time keeping them alive.
Oh.
But of course, our lesson is referring more to, like, business. Mm-hmm. Trying to keep a business prospering or keeping it going.
Sure, and I think if you're a business person, you're trying to keep your company alive as well. Maybe it's doing really well. You have no problem keeping it alive. Or maybe we can use this phrase to talk about a relationship. Oh, it seems like their relationship is about to end. What can they do to keep it alive?
Ah, that's a good question. Well, we continue on. We went from selling 3,800 units in 1972 to 4.5 million units in 2016. Mm-hmm. That is a big jump.
That is a huge jump. It seems like their company has evolved a lot over time. Wouldn't you say, Rebecca?
Ooh, yes, I think so. Well, speaking of evolve, think we want to learn about the evolution of the bike in the
InfoCloud.
Thanks for joining us today on InfoCloud. Ken, we have discussed a lot of different things about bicycles.
We sure have. But one thing we haven't talked about is the evolution of the bicycle. While it may seem like a simple mode of transportation that has always been around, the bicycle has gone through a lot of change since it was first invented.
You're right about that. It may be hard to imagine, but one of the earliest versions of the bicycle had no pedals. A man would sit on a padded seat and rest his arms against a bar. Then he would use his feet to propel himself forward.
One of the names given to this rather odd vehicle was running machine, which makes sense since you had to run if you wanted to move. Another type of bicycle that you may have seen pictures of was known as the penny farthing.
This bike had one extremely large front wheel and one very small rear wheel. It also had pedals, unlike the running machine. People called it a penny farthing because the two wheels reminded them of two different sized coins, a penny and a farthing.
Tricycles with three wheels were a bit safer, but there was actually a bike called the safety bicycle, which is quite similar to what we ride today. It had two same-sized wheels and pedals that connected to gears, which turned a chain and propelled the bike forward.
Of course, bicycle technology is always being improved upon, which is great for me, because those early bikes don't sound very comfortable.
我们今天来看脚踏车的 evolution 演变。最早的脚踏车其实不是用脚踏的，因此它并没有pedals 踏板，最早的脚踏车是模仿马的形状，有一点像是个木马，它必须靠着双脚不断的滑动才能往前行走。后来呢，发明了一种叫做 penny farthing 的脚踏车，它的特征是前轮很高很大，后轮很小。后来经过改良，加入了链条，才发明了类似我们今天骑的自行车。当时这种车采用的名称也很有意思，Safety Bicycle, 安全单车。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次请关键。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about some of the difficulties and accomplishments that the giant bicycle company has been through over the years.So it was very difficult to launch this company internationally, but they have had a lot of wonderful accomplishments as well. Like in 1972, they only sold 3,800 bicycles, whereas last year they sold 4.5 million. But why bicycles? That's the question we're going to talk about now.
Saving lives one bike at a time. Question. Why bicycles? Answer. Cycling has many dimensions. It helps us keep our bodies healthy and our minds positive. It allows us to improve social relationships and create enjoyable family activities. Bicycling also provides an environmental solution to the pollution problem.Question. So cycling has many benefits? Answer. Yes, and bicycling itself is enjoyable. When driving, we miss what's around us. When walking, we often progress too slowly, but when biking, we can take everything in at the right pace. Also, some sports are very hard on your knees. Biking does not cause the same wear and tear on your body.
OK, 接下来我们看 dimension 这个名词 ,M-E-N-S, 这个字根有测量的意思。所以 dimension 原来是指尺寸或大小。这个字有几种不同的发音，可以念成 dimension, dimension, 或者 dimension。例如 ,the dimensions of each room were clearly specified on the floor plan. 每个房间的尺寸大小都在平面图上明确的标示。dimension 在今天的课文中是指特点或层面。例如 ,the book encompasses many dimensions of the country's history. 这本书涵括了这个国家的历史的许多层面。或者是 ,the oriental furniture added a special dimension to the decor of the hotel. 这些东方家具让这家旅馆的装潢增添了特色。最后我们看的是 wear and tear 这个成语。wear 在这里是指磨损或耗损 ,tear 是指撕裂，所以Wear and tear 加在一起就是指损坏或者是耗损，当名词片语使用。例如 ,these boots can stand a lot of wear and tear. 这双靴子非常经久耐用。如果要说明造成什么样的耗损的话，是用 on 这个介系词。 例如 the extreme weather in the desert caused lots of wear and tear on our equipment. 沙漠中极端的气候造成我们设备严重的耗损。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, so why is Tony Lo so passionate about bicycles, right? Well, that's the question. Why bicycles? He says cycling has many dimensions, or cycling has many different aspects.
And he says it helps us keep our bodies healthy and our minds positive. It allows us to improve social relationships and create enjoyable family activities. I did not realize that biking had so many different dimensions.
Well, yeah, but now that I read this and now that I think about it, it's true. I mean, how often do you go on a bike ride alone, and how often do you go on a bike ride with other people?
Good question to think about.
I mean, do you ever go on bike rides with other people?
Of course.
Yeah, it's a fun time to interact and have fun with each other. You could be racing, or you could just be going on a relaxing bike ride, right? We see a phrase here, it allows us to improve social relationships, to allow something to do something. That means to make it possible to do something.
For example, going to bed at an early hour allows me to wake up early the next morning.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if I go to bed around 10, that allows me to wake up around 5:30 or 6 the next morning. But if I go to bed at midnight or 1, this does not allow me to wake up that early.
Well, I'm glad that going to bed early allows you to wake up early, Rebecca. You do enjoy getting up early in the morning. That is true. Well, friends, back to our lesson. Actually, this phrase can be used in different ways. So try to use it in your own way, okay? Create your own sentence. But we see here, it allows us to improve social relationships. I love going on bike rides with other people. We read on, bicycling also provides an environmental solution to the pollution problem. And I think this is very true. There are some countries or some cities in the world where it's very common to see bikes, right? Lots of people ride bikes in those cities. And I wonder, if so many people ride bikes there, why is the pollution still so terrible?
That's a really good question. Well, there's probably other factories and things that are putting pollution in the air.
Yeah.
Well, I think the idea here is if people do go biking, then there'll be less cars on the road and less pollution in the air, hopefully. Well, we see yet another question. So, cycling has many benefits? That's a question. And the answer is yes, and bicycling itself is enjoyable. When driving, we miss what's around us. That's true. I notice that when I drive, I don't often look around or don't look at the surroundings.
And sometimes walking is too slow, right? But with bicycling, we can take everything in at the right pace. Now, if you take something in, that means you're enjoying it.
Also, some sports vary hard on your knees.
That's true. Like running, a lot of people say that's hard on your knees. That means it causes damage to your knees. It might cause wear and tear. That's another phrase we see here in our lesson. That means you have loss or damage just from being used over time.
That's right. Well, friends, those were a lot of words for you to know, but practice them. And right now it's time for a challenge. It's time for the SC Challenge. Yes. Hello, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge, and look who's joining us.
Hi, I'm Hazel, and I'm joining you today.
That's right. Hazel, I'm so excited that you're joining us.
Me too. Do you have a good question for me?
Oh, you bet I have a good question. I'll start with the first question.
Okay.
Well, this isn't one of these questions, just a fun question for you. What do you like to do, Hazel?
What do I like to do?
Yeah, or what's one of your favorite hobbies?
Well, I like to ride bikes, and I like to play with my pets.
Wow, you like to ride bikes?
Sure.
I have three questions all about biking.
You do?
Yes, because today's lesson is about Giant.
Oh, yeah.
You know the bike company Giant?
Yeah, those great big bikes, yeah, the giant ones.
They're giant.
Oh.
Well, the first question I have for you is, who is the fastest biker that you know?
The fastest biker that I know?
Mm-hmm. Would it be you?
Well, yes, if the hill is very steep and I'm going down. Actually, that's not true. I'm afraid to go too fast.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. We have a coworker, though, that goes pretty fast on a bicycle.
Who's that?
Linda Jung.
That's right.
She's good.
She is a very fast biker.
Yeah.
She might be one of the fastest bikers I know
right
now as well. All right, Dee, so what do you like about biking?
Well, I think they talked about this before in the article, but I've thought this several times.
Mm-hmm.
If you're walking, it's too slow. And if you're driving, it's too fast. But on a bicycle, you can kind of see everything at just the right pace. And I like that. For me, it's a good speed.
So do you bike to work?
No, I live real close to work. I don't need to bike to work.
Oh, okay.
But I like to bike along the river.
Oh, it's so beautiful. During the morning or the afternoons? When do you like the bike?
In the mornings, usually.
Okay. And how often do you go biking?
Not often enough, but good news, I just got an exercise bike. So now I can bike inside when the weather's bad or too hot, or I can bike outside when it's a beautiful day.
Congratulations. So it sounds like you might start doing some more biking.
I hope so. That's my plan. I want to sign up for a bicycle trip where they go for several days.
Really?
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be cool. Where would you like to go?
Maybe to Hualien or someplace like that. They have several options.
I say you should do it.
I should do it. Yes.
Well, what about you, friends? How often do you go biking? And where do you enjoy biking? These are some great questions for you to talk about with your friends. Well, Hazel, thank you so much for sharing with us about your biking experiences.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you next time, friends.
Happy biking, everyone.
That's right.
You know, biking is great, but I was thinking about another sport that doesn't cause a lot of wear and tear on your joints, and that is swimming.
Ooh, yes. I actually love swimming. Mm-hmm. I used to be on a swim team when I was younger, and it was a great form of exercise.
Okay, well, I think swimming is great. I think biking is wonderful as well. And friends, we do have more to learn about this company, the Giant Bicycling Company, next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A friend just at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.